don't know the rest of you here, but she wants to know, because she's kind of more interested than she used to be. What would I say to her if I had a chance one-on-one to convince her so she came over and decided finally she was for me? I feel really put. Now I feel really put on the spot. Okay. Let me tell you my deepest feelings. All right. My dad served in the infantry for 27 years. It was actually while he was serving in France and I was in my freshman year in high school that we went through the series of experiences that convinced me the countries can die. I watched the paratroopers kill the French Fourth Republic. We visited a friend of his at the battlefield of Verdun, which was the largest battle in World War I, where 600,000 men were killed on the Western Front in a 9-month period. We stayed with a friend of his who had been drafted in 1941, sent to the Philippines and served in the Bataan Death March and spent 3 years in a Japanese prison camp. I was going to be either a zoo director, and I love going to the Blank Park Zoo, or a vertebrate paleontologist. And Jack Horner just agreed to organize paleontologists for Newt, so I'm very excited. And I spent the summer thinking and praying about it. We were transferred that summer to Stuttgart, and it was a very real world. I mean, we kept a footlocker packed so that my mother and the two girls, my two sisters and the dog and I could leave for Switzerland if the war started. I used to wake up at night and watch the troops go out on maneuvers because we had what was called an alert process. Back then, weapons were delivered by airplane. And, you know, you get up and watch because they actually left past the house, the apartment complex we lived in. And it occurred to me one morning, about 4 in the morning, they were leaving to get out faster than the Soviet jets could arrive. We weren't. And it made it very personal. You began to think about, this is all real. Since August of 1958, I've had 3 assignments. What does America need to do to be successful? How would you communicate it so that the people of the United States decided they wanted it done? And how would you implement it if they gave you permission? That's all I've studied for 53 years in a variety of formats. I believe we're in real trouble. I don't think this is Barack Obama. This is bigger, deeper, harder than Barack Obama. And in all honesty, and I don't say this with any sense of pride, it worries me about the system. In all honesty, I don't think there's anybody else with the range of experience, the range of background, the willingness to take the beating that I've exhibited in 53 years. I find it very formidable to think that I might win and that with your help, we might go through 8 very difficult years. I don't know any other way for this country to get back on track except to be willing to do that. And it can't be about me. It has to be about the American people deciding to get back on track. You decide in the end that that's a pretty accurate description of where we are and maybe the best chance we have, then I hope you'll go to newt.org and sign up. Thank you all very, very much. I look forward to meeting you individually.